You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff brought to you by DraftKings. I am Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Monday, May 23rd, 2022. We're going to kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL, but before we do, we remind you that DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That is code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. There is now a former number one overall draft pick on the Browns who is not disgruntled. Actually, technically, there are two of them. Per multiple reports, defensive end Jadeveon Clowney will rejoin former number one overall pick Myles Garrett for a second season in Cleveland after agreeing to terms over the weekend. Mary Kay Cabot of the Cleveland Plain Dealer reports that it is a one-year, $11 million deal. Clowney had 9 sacks in 14 games with the Browns last season. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport said that Clowney turned down multi-year deals worth $14 to $15 million a year from other teams in order to return. Now, as for the third number one overall draft pick on the Browns, Baker Mayfield, well, he's still mad. Some quick hitters for you now. Speaking of the Browns, HBO's Real Sports with Brian Gumbel will debut a story tomorrow night that includes interviews with several of the women accusing Deshaun Watson of sexual misconduct during massage therapy sessions. Watson's lawyer, Rusty Hardin, says he does not have high expectations for the finished product. Quote, I don't know what it's going to be like, but I'm not optimistic, he told Mary Kay Cabot of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. I believe they'll air the accusations of the women without attempting to look behind it to see what kind of merit do they have. Hardin also told Cabot that, quote, no settlement talks are in the offing, end quote. If and when the cases do go to trial, they likely won't begin until 2023. According to Jarrett Bell of USA Today, some NFL owners are frustrated with the continued controversy swirling around Washington Commanders owner Daniel Snyder and may support forcing Snyder to sell his franchise. Quote, there's growing frustration about the Washington situation and not over one issue, but over how much smoke there is, an unnamed owner told Bell. I think everybody's getting tired of it. In case you're wondering, it would take 24 votes to force Snyder to sell his franchise, and even then, there would probably be legal battles. If a vote is held, however, it would be fascinating to see how each owner voted. Anyone opposed to the ouster would certainly raise suspicion about the skeletons that may be hiding in their own closet. And finally, 49ers tight end George Kittle joined the Pat McAfee Show on Friday and gave the strongest support yet for second-year quarterback Trey Lance.
Trey has taken, in my opinion, big steps forward. Like, if you compare him to last year's OTAs, I think he's two different players. And that's just exciting to see. Now, if Trey Lance was the starting quarterback, and if I say if, because I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, not your decision. Not your decision.
Yeah, not, thank God it's not my decision. It's all you, Kyle. You got this. I believe in you. But all reps. And, you know, if there's growing pains, there's growing pains. I think we have a good enough team around him, from Trent Williams to Nick Bosa to Fred Warner to George Ayuk to Brant to Debo Samuel. We have enough guys around him to help him out through those growing pains. And so if it happens, it is what it is. And hey, you know what? If at the end of the day we have to run the ball 35 times, count me in, baby.
That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Monday, May 23rd, 2022. Follow the SB Nation NFL show. You don't want to miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, please leave us a rating and a review as well. Enjoy your Monday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.